Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakhit Peeris. Well, as I made mention right through this week, it's the festive season, the Advent season, and I hope all of you are having a beautiful Christmas weekend. Right, let's go straight down to Adelaide. It looks as though the English are done and dusted in the Ashes series this year because it looks that it'll be a 3-0. Defeat for England, despite the fact it's raining right now in Adelaide, but can rain save them? Two more days to go. Let's have a look at the scores though. Aussies made 371 in their first innings and made 349 in their second essay. England bowled out for 286 and at close of play yesterday for 241 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. Zach Crawley made 85, Joe Root 39. Harry Brook 30, and at the wickets is Jamie Smith still batting on 25. So the English trail by 194 runs with 4 wickets in hand. There's been a lot of criticism about the number 3 bat for England in Ollie Pope, who has not steadied the innings because, according to Nasir Hussain, and rightly so, the number 3 batter is the player who steadies the innings for any test batting side. And Nasir Hussain says that he's not done that job. And that's one of the reasons as to why the middle order seems to be struggling. Because at the top, that's the job of the number 3, according to Nasir Hussain. Steady the innings, bring about a comfort in the dressing room. And he's made mention that in a special interview. So 194 runs, the English trail by, and they just got 4 wickets in hand. And it looks inevitable. I'm sure play will get underway, that this particular test will go the way of the Aussies, and at Adelaide, they will seal the series. Right then, today, up at the United Arab Emirates, we'll see the finals of the Under-19 Asia Cup 50-over encounter, where arch rivals India and Pakistan richly deserved to play in the finals, and that'll be a game that we'll keep our eyes focused on. Hopefully, Mother Nature will give us an opportunity to watch all 50 overs of the game. Meanwhile, the Sri Lankan ladies will be playing against India today in their first T20. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing Chamira Athapattu and the rest of her team all the very best. Let's keep our eyes focused on that as well. Right, Pramodya Wickremasinghe appointed as the chairman of selectors. Sri Lanka will have a new captain for the forthcoming T20 World Cup in Dasun Shanaka. It'll be very interesting to see what type of squad Sri Lanka will come out with for T20 World Cup coming up in the month of February. That's something that we got to keep our eyes focused on. Now, there is a few issues in India because Sky, or better known as Suryakumar Yadav, the captain of India, is going through a very bad patch. Of course, he'll captain the T20 team in the forthcoming T20 World Cup. But, you know, the selectors in India think very far. They are thinking about the next T20 World Cup, and they feel that soon after the World Cup, Suryakumar Yadav will be relieved of his duties as captain of the Indian T20 team. They state that he's going on to 36 years of age and time is up, that he might have to step down from not only the captaincy, and also will find it difficult to find a place in the Indian team. We all know that India has so much of talent and so much to pick from. So that's the news that came up a short while ago. So I thought I'll share that with all of you. Well, that's about it. As we know, we are heading for the Christmas week, as I call it. And don't forget the Boxing Day test coming up at the Melbourne Cricket Grounds, MCG. England versus Australia, and also the final test that's coming up during the new year at the SSC. So those are things that we look forward to. We'll keep you posted also on some of the new developments in the world of cricket. On behalf of Lakhit Peeris and myself, Brian Thomas, I'm signing off, wishing all of you a blessed day, and spin you a carol for your listening pleasure.